today is the 20th of February, 2024. Welcome to Walking the Way. My name is Ray, and I want to say a big thank you to everyone for listening in as we continue to share in a regular rhythm of worship and devotion together. If you're joining us for the first time, let me say thank you and welcome. Each episode follows a really simple pattern. It's a mixture of prayer, scripture, music. It's easy to pick up as we go along. Don't forget, there is the Walking the Way prayer book and today's script, which you can download. And if you'd like support Walking the Way, or you simply want more information about the podcast, head to rayborrett.co.uk, or you can simply follow the links in the episode notes. We always start each leg of Walking the Way with our opening prayer. So let's still our hearts. Let's come before God. Let's pray, shall we? Almighty God, in your infinite wisdom, you've ordained that we should live our lives within these narrow bounds of time and circumstances. So today, let us go into the world with a brave heart. We don't have the power to shape things to our own desire. So, Father, use your own omnipotence to bring your desires to reality within us. We know, Lord, that it's through work and pain that we will walk the upward way. So be our fellow traveller as we go. Let us face what you send with the strength that you supply. Because when you prosper our undertakings, let us pay attention so that your word can prosper in our hearts. When you call us to go through the dark valley, don't let us persuade ourselves that we know another way around. Lord, don't let us refuse any opportunity to serve. Let us not fall prey to any temptation that might lie in wait for us, Lord. And Father, don't let the sins of yesterday be repeated in our lives today, nor the life of today set an evil example for the life of tomorrow. We offer these prayers in the name of your precious Son, our Lord Jesus. Amen. 1 Samuel 23, verse 16. Samuel went to him there and encouraged him with assurances of God's protection. David and his merry men are on the run again. Situation normal for David in this current time in his life. And as always, he's being chased by Saul. And yet in the middle of this, David's friend Jonathan, who we must remember is Saul's son, comes to him, and Jonathan gives David a reminder that while things are bad at the moment, there will be a time when it was all over, and that David has to trust in God. Because God had a plan. And Jonathan is someone I call a lighthouse. Why a lighthouse? Well, lighthouses, as we know, act as warning beacons that there is trouble ahead. But when it's horrible and manky and foggy and the conditions are at their worst, lighthouses also serve as a reminder that all is not lost. They are reality checkers, I think. And sailors will tell you that while lighthouses remind you of the dangers ahead, they also steer you away from that danger and they give you hope. Now, wouldn't it be good if we all had friends who could be lighthouses to us? People who recognize the messes we find ourselves in, but remind us that all is not lost, that there is hope, and that there is another way that does not lead to destruction. And wouldn't it be good if we could be lighthouses to others, reminding them that all is not lost, that there is hope, and there is another way that does not lead to destruction? As a matter of fact, didn't Jesus say that when he described us as being the light of the world? So today, let's be lighthouses to those we love and lighthouses to a hurting world. We're going to have our first piece of music just to give us some time to center ourselves on God. And then we're going to get into our Bible readings for today. And today we read 1 Samuel chapter 23. Thank you. Heavenly Father, as we approach your word today, help us to hear it with wisdom and respond to it with grace. Amen. Our Bible readings this week are taken from the Good News Translation, and today I'm reading 1 Samuel chapter 23. David heard that the Philistines were attacking the town of Keilah and were stealing the newly harvested grain, so he asked the Lord, "Shall I go and attack the Philistines?" "Yes," the Lord answered, "attack them and save Keilah." But David's men said to him, "We have enough to be afraid of here in Judah. It will be much worse if we go to Keilah and attack the Philistine forces." So David consulted the Lord again, and the Lord said to him, "Go and attack Keilah, because I will give you the victory over the Philistines." So David and his men went to Keilah and attacked the Philistines. They killed many of them and took their livestock. And so it was that David saved the town. When Abiathar, son of Ahimelech, escaped and joined David in Keilah, he took the ephod with him. Saul was told that David had gone to Keilah, and he said, "God has put him in my power. David has trapped himself by going into a walled city with fortified gates." So Saul called his troops to war, to march against Keilah and besiege David and his men. When David heard that Saul was planning to attack him, he said to the priest Abiathar, "Bring the ephod here." Then David said, "Lord God of Israel, I have heard that Saul is planning to come to Keilah and destroy it on account of me, your servant. Will the citizens of Keilah hand me over to Saul? Will Saul really come as I have heard? Lord, God of Israel, I beg you to answer me." The Lord answered, "Saul will come. And will the citizens of Keilah hand my men and me over to Saul?" David asked again. "They will," the Lord answered. So David and his men, about 600 in all, left Keilah at once and kept on the move. When Saul had heard that David had escaped from Keilah, he gave up his plan. David stayed in hiding in the hill country in the wilderness near Ziph. Saul was always trying to find him, but God did not turn David over to him. David saw that Saul was out to kill him. David was at Horesh in the wilderness near Ziph. Jonathan went to him there and encouraged him with the assurances of God's protection, saying to him, "Don't be afraid. My father Saul won't be able to harm you. He knows very well that you are the one who will be king of Israel, and that I will be next in rank to you." The two of them made a sacred promise of friendship to each other. David stayed at Horesh, and Jonathan went home. Some people from Ziph went to Saul at Gibeah and said, "David is hiding out in our territory at Horesh on Mount Hakilah, in the southern part of the Judean wilderness. We know, your majesty, how much you want to capture him. So come to our territory, and we will make sure that you catch him." Saul answered, "May the Lord bless you for being so kind to me. Go and make sure once more. Find out for certain where he is and who has seen him there. I hear he is very cunning. Find out exactly the places where he hides, and be sure to bring back a report to me right away. Then I will go to you, and if he is still in the region, I will hunt him down, even if I have to search the whole land of Judah." So they left and returned to Ziph ahead of Paul. David and his men were in the wilderness of Maon, in a desolate valley in the southern part of the Judean wilderness. Saul and his men set out to look for David, but he heard about it and went to a rocky hill in the wilderness of Maon and stayed there. When Saul heard about this, he went after David. Saul and his men were on one side of the hill, separated from David and his men, who were on the other side. They were hurrying to get away from Saul and his men, who were closing in on them, and were about to capture them. Just then, a messenger arrived and said to Paul, "Come back at once. The Philistines are invading the country." So Saul stopped pursuing David and went to fight the Philistines. That is why that place is called Separation Hill. David left and went to the region of En-Gedi, where he stayed in hiding. We're going to have our second piece of music, just to give us some time to think about some of those words that we've read. And after the music, as always, we're going to pray. Thank you. Our prayer today, taken from our Walking the Way prayer book, is a prayer for our local doctors. Let's pray, shall we? Healing God, we pray for all doctors, nurses, and those who work in our local doctors' practices. May the receptionists be given patience. May the doctors and nurses serve their patients with grace and kindness. May they all understand that they serve you, the great physician. Father, may they rejoice in the skills that you've given them, which enable them to bring hope, healing, and wholeness to those in their care. As they battle with bureaucracy, Father, may simplified pathways be developed to speed up referrals and treatments. Protect them from burnout. And Lord, protect them from abuse. May they have your guidance and support in times of pain and frustration, when their skills are not enough to prevent permanent injury, disability, or death. Bless each one of them, Lord, that they may be a blessing to others. Amen. We say together the prayer that Jesus taught his disciples. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us and remain with us now and forevermore. Go in peace to love and serve the Lord today. You've been listening to Walking the Way. All the details for today's episodes can be found in the show notes, including the scripture passages and credits for the prayers. If you'd like to support Walking the Way, and we really would appreciate it if you would, links to our giving page and also to our subscription service is in the episode notes as well. For more information, head to rayborrett.co.uk, or you can find me on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Don't forget, you can also listen to us on TuneIn and Spotify. My name is Ray, and so until next time, I'll be here waiting as we continue walking the way.